Thank you for calling Archstop Cyber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Yes, my name is Kathleen. You need my full name?
Okay. Hey, Kathleen. How can I help you today?
Well, Abigail, I see that I was just checking my mail, and it looks like we have fiber internet coming our way. So I was calling up to inquire about that and perhaps signing up for it.
Yeah, sure. I'll be more than happy just to check to see if we do have service in your area and to answer any questions that you do may have.
Okay. It sounds like we don't have it quite yet, but it's coming, but I looks like I might be able to get on board. But anyway, what information do you need from me?
Could I have your address, please?
Sure. It's 35 Patriots, Patriots Place, and that's Kingston, New York.
All right, one moment, please.
Sure. Abigail, just curious, where are you located? Are you local?
Yes, I'm in Kingston.
You are? Okay.
Let's see. And you said Patriot Place, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yes, I can definitely sign you up for service. The in-service date for your address is on October 25th. But I can sign you up for service, and whenever we're closer to the date, we can set up an installation date and time. Is that okay?
That would be fine. If I may just ask a few more questions. So is this just an introductory price per se, or and then the other thing is if I was eligible for the connectivity program, the federal program, and then would that also apply if that comes back online, if you know what I'm referring to?
Well, as it relates to the internet, it would just be the flat cost, and then you could just get the $10 off each month once you sign up with your checking or savings account and paperless billing.
Oh, well, that's a different question. So if you do auto pay, then you get a further discount on it?
Well, that is correct. So for the 1 gig fiber internet that we do have available right now for the $79.99, once you do sign up with auto pay with your checking or savings account and use paperless billing, you get $10 off. So it'd be $69.99.
Okay, I actually see that. So it's not $69.99 minus that. I actually see that now on the card, right? So that is what the auto pay is, the $69.99. Okay, all right.
That is correct.
And then are you familiar with what I'm talking about, the connectivity program, which is discounted for low-income families that you were getting off the bill? You know, it's like a government program, and they discontinued it, and there's been ongoing discussion, and I was just wondering if that applied as well
to our service.
Spectrum. Yeah, with Spectrum you would get it because it was a government program.
Well, currently on Archstop Fiber, we are not affiliated with the Connectivity Federal Program at the moment.
Okay. Well, so what is it? So no contacts, no hidden fees. So if I decide to change, or because I would think you would be, I don't know, I thought it applied to all, but I don't know those details. But the point is, there's no contract, no hidden fees. So if I need to switch, I can do that. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes. So there would not be any additional fees. So there won't be any government tax or anything like that. It would just be the flat payment of the $69.99 per month. If there is a price increase, your price is guaranteed up to 2 years. The installation itself, it's free alongside with the equipment as well.
Okay. I think I want to go for it. Let's jump in. 2 feet. I'm going in 2 feet.
Okay, no problem. And your location, it's a home or business?
It's a home.
All right. Okay, and you said you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet for the $79.99 with the discount?
Yes.
Are
That's
you
the
interested
lowest
in?
you can get. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, that is the lowest one.
And you were saying, and something, something?
I was asking if you're interested in the phone service.
The phone service would be in, we're not talking cellular phone, we're talking in the
Landline.
house phone. Yeah, landline. Not at this point in time. Right now, I'm just using cell phone. And just out of curiosity, what would be the cost if I did do a phone?
For the landline, the cost to do it would be $24.99.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'm not, but I'm just curious on
Yeah,
that.
that's definitely understandable. And just to confirm, the service address is 35 Patriots Place in Kingston, New York, 12401, correct?
That is correct.
And do you rent or own the property?
I own.
The your utility wires, how are they feeding your home? Is it through the air, under the ground? You're not sure.
But the my it's underground.
It's underground. The Okay. And is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope, same.
All right. And could you go ahead and spell your first name for me, please?
Sure, it's Kathleen with a K, Kathleen.
And what's your last name?
Langton, Langton.
All right, so the last name is Langton. First name is Kathleen, Kathleen, correct?
Oh, that is correct.
And what email address would you like to add on file?
That would be my first initial K and my last name Langton, Langton, at hvc.rr.com.
So that is H is in hotel,
V as
V
in
is in.
Victor, C as Charles.rr.com. So that's interesting, right? Because that's all through Spectrum. Does that mean my email changes then with that or no?
No,
Okay.
it doesn't.
Okay.
So just to confirm the email address, I just want to make sure I got it right. So it's K as in Kilo, your last name Langton, at H as in Hotel, V as in Victor, C as in Charlie, dot RR dot com.
That's correct.
And what's your primary phone number?
845-331-0961.
Do you want to add a secondary phone number on file? All
Nope, that's all I've got.
right, and how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
I guess anyway, text is probably easiest.
Okay, so just to read a disclosure for you for text, at Archtop Fiber, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that. You can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications via email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
That's fine. Can I opt out right now, or do I have to wait until you send something? Like I only want, I mean,
So
opt
we
out
only
of like
send you
advertising.
specific
So
up.
you're just saying because, okay, perfect. I just want to make sure I didn't have to actually opt out of the advertising or anything. You're saying we're not doing that. It's only going to be for those purposes.
That is correct.
Okay, I'm good with that.
All right, and just to go over the order, you have a home location, you're interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet, not interested in the phone service at the moment. The service address is 35 Patriots Place, Kingston, New York. The your utility wires, they're underground, and your billing address is not different than your service address.
You got it all correct.
All right. One moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information just to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Yeah, are you going to ask for my social for that to run a soft check?
That is correct.
Okay. I wonder how that's a soft check. Well, because you're not giving me credit, so you get to qualify for the soft check. All right. Yeah
and we're not
a hard hit. I mean, I have excellent credit. I just don't want you to hurt my credit by writing it.
Yes, we won't. We're not checking your credit score. We're just checking to see how often you do make payments on time.
Okay. All right. That's fine. Yeah. And if you're saying it's a soft, it means you're not right. They do that because you're not giving me credit. So, all right. Yep. I'm willing to do that.
All right. Give me a moment, please.
Sure.
I'm just spelling out some information at the moment.
Okay.
All right, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the social security number.
Okay, 126-500162.
Just go ahead and submit the information. All right, so no deposit is required.
Okay.
All right, and Archtop Fiber offers a discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
Yep, sure can.
And are you using your checking or savings account or a credit or debit card? With the credit or debit card, it would just be $5 off, but with the checking or savings, it's $10 off.
It's going to be checking then.
All right. Whenever you're ready, you can provide the routing and the account number.
The routing number is 221-976-243.
And the account number?
928-950-000001.
How many zeros?
50.
Okay, so that's 928-950-0001.
No, I was telling you 50. No, 928-900-0001.
Okay, that's with Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union?
That's correct.
All right, could I have the name on the account?
Kathleen A. Langton.
So that's a checking account. Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
I got a postcard in the mail. Although I've been seeing your name pop up in various places, but it was because of the postcard.
Okay. Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property? For example, buried wire, septic tank?
No septic tanks. It's just the wire, you know, the wires, that's all. And everything kind of runs close, right? So all my electric, gas, and cable all sort of run the same path.
Okay.
So I guess they would want to be cognizant of that. Do they call, if they're going to dig, do they call, you know, get the flag at first? Trying to think of the note, you know, that you know, do not dig or whatever.
So I'm just going to read a few disclosures for you just to let you know what would happen. So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. They may install the drop cable. That is the cable that connects your home to a fiber network at the street. That is prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel current provider. And the ONT gateway and any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you will receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. We reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Oh, did I lose you?
Yes, I'm asking if you agree to be bound by the terms of service.
Yeah, I do have a question with regard to returning equipment. Do you have a local office that you can drop that off at?
Yeah, so usually if it's a case that you do decide to return the equipment, we can usually let a technician come by to pick up the items, or we can send you a return kit.
Okay, that's my question. So you don't actually have like a physical local office then?
Yes, we do have our local office, but it's not to return the equipment to.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, that's my question. So, yes, I do agree to those terms.
All right, no problem. So I did submit your order for you. So closer to October 25th, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time that works best for you. And we'll have a technician out to install the service, all right?
All right, sounds good.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
Is there anything else I should be asking you? Make sure I haven't missed anything. You know how sometimes, like, did I miss something I should have asked?
Well, now you're all set to go. As I said, once we're closer to the date, if it's the case that we do have a sooner date, we'll give you a call. Let you know that we are in your area. And if you do want to set up your installation a lot earlier than the in-service date that was provided. But yeah, you should be good to go. The amount that you would be paying, that's the amount that you'd be paying for monthly. There won't be any additional fees or taxes.
Okay. All right. That's fantastic. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
No problem. It was a pleasure assisting you today, Kathleen. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you. You have a nice weekend as well.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.